Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. It is all about you kind of day. It's a day of answering your questions and hoping to offer some insight, some guidance, some other ways of looking at things, and of course, some valuable tools for you to take away and implement within your life in moving forward on your spiritual path. We're in a really magnetic kind of time in this energy of May. We're really deepening and grounding into a further understanding of who we are, but more importantly, in terms of making some decisions that really are impacting our life and moving forward, and impacting them, of course, as we know, in either a positive way or a negative way. And so this whole May energy has really slowed us down. It's causing us to get a little bit more internal, as well as ask some very important questions. And I think that's one of the biggest things to understand, is that questions are an important part of our spiritual journey. Without asking questions, we put off our learning. We halt ourselves from maybe gaining more wisdom in the process. Questions are one of the foundations within spiritual practices. I think the more that we can question the universe, question what is taking place, the bigger questions that allow for expansiveness, that allow for learning, greater understanding, and make us wiser in our ways. I mean, ask and you shall receive. It's a spiritual law. The moment we ask of anything, the universe moves heaven and earth to bring it forward to us, whether that be the manifestation of an actual item or something that's been materialized, or whether it is the answer for greater knowledge and in accessing some wisdom to further support and help us on our spiritual journey. And that's really what today's show's about. Over the last, several months, several weeks, whatever it is that I don't really track it. It's just a matter of, through my conversations, through my coaching programs, through my mentoring sessions that I have with people, there are many questions that come to the surface. I have a lot of, emails, a lot of messages, a lot of people inquiring about different aspects of things in support of them on their spiritual journey. Some of them really weird, really different. And it's like, I didn't know who else to ask, Bonnie, but I knew if I asked you, you would be able to take the woo-woo and make it sound normal. And I guess that's really one of my skills, or one of the arts that I have, this innate ability to take something that may be complicated or complex and really bring it into a way of further understanding and learning. So I'm introducing some of those questions on the show. I would love, of course, to be able to open up those phone lines. Unfortunately, though, we have a brand new, not unfortunately, I think it's in celebration that there is a brand new studio at Empower Radio, a brand new studio, brand new soundboard, and the intake of phone calls, not quite ready to go on that. So I apologize in the advertisement about inviting you to call in today. However, I am live in the Facebook forum for Lighten Up. So if you are there, I see many of people joining in already, a part of the conversation today for this cue to the A opportunity of answering some of the important questions. If you are joining me on Facebook or have access to it, please feel free to pop your questions into the live feed, and I will do my best to answer them during the show. As I was saying, questions are that most important thing. We all have an inherent feeling of wanting more information. It's a very very essence of our being. Questions are what help us to continue in moving down, you know, moving down our path, continuing on the journey, discovering who we are beyond the outside designations of male or female or black or white or mom or daughter or teacher. You know, bigger questions that, you know, become the why are we here? What is my life purpose? What does this mean? How do I get to where it is that I really want to go? You know, who are we? I think that really becomes the much is a part of our deeper questioning. We know we're so much more than our bodies. We're so much more than this part of who we are as this very physical, very ego human-oriented being. You know, our body, we're more than our body. We are these spiritual beings having a human experience. And so we understand that in navigating this life, you know, in navigating the goals of our soul, that essence of who we are, that bigger being, or as I always refer to it as being the angel within. We are in this place of, you know, where questions are a part of the learning and discovering of who we are, and also the learning and discovering of what can be the greater meanings of life. And when we move, you know, move into a place where we are committed within our spiritual journey, we understand that, you know, the asking and receiving, when we're asking, that those answers are showing up in all kinds of ways and messages from spirit, in, signs that can happen all around us, whether they be within nature, whatever it is, that we're constantly moving in this space and time. And as we become more attentive to the answers showing up in all kinds of ways and in all kinds of forms, that we recognize that we are not alone, that we are supported on this journey, that we are, we have, I always say this team of divine beings that are a part of helping us to succeed within this life. So when we begin to ask questions, what we're more likely doing is that we are in the very human ego condition, experiencing some form of frustration. We're confused. We might be feeling at a loss. We might even be desperate for an answer. And that's usually why questions begin to come up in the first place, because there's something going on in our worlds that we don't particularly like. There's, you know, we feel like things are stagnant, or we're not moving perhaps in the direction that we feel we should be. So when we think about questions, you know, the why are we here, the bigger picture ones for the universe, the bigger ones in terms of the natural laws of the cosmos, and, you know, when we're no longer in a spinning aspect of life, that we have questions and answers, and those answers to those questions are very profound and are exactly the action step we need to take, are exactly what it is that will serve us in the highest and best way, even though we can feel as if, we can feel afraid, we can feel discontentment, we can feel a little bit of trepidation with the answer that we receive. However, I can tell you that it has been, you know, shown to me by the universe time and time and again, that in asking the question and in receiving the guidance, in receiving the answer, and trusting in what is being offered, that life has a way to open up. You know, the course of the soul begins to navigate things in a way that is serving, where there is, you know, it's like the answers to prayers, even though sometimes in the moment it might be difficult in what we're experiencing, but the answers that come are always in service of helping us to achieve, to master, to get us from the point A to point B in our lives. And so it is about trusting that guidance, trusting the answers that are incoming in moving forward on this path, which of course for our very human ego can be very difficult, because our our ego loves to find logic, overcomplicate, and then ask many questions that sometimes are not necessarily serving of that higher spiritual purpose. Things like, are you really sure you want to do that? What if something bad happens? You know, what are other people going to say about you? So there's all those questions that really aren't serving. What in the questioning here and questioning the universe, it's questioning things like, what is life asking of me right now? You know, that's a really important question. When we're in the midst of challenges, it's like, what is being asked of me in this moment? What is being asked? We can hear some things in terms of just love, to forgive, you know, to pray. There can be many kinds of answers that come forward. And whatever it is we're receiving, taking action in that moment is so important, you know, in moving forward. Sometimes the answer doesn't seem to have anything to do with the question that we've been asked, However, it is important, of course, that in creating and cultivating a good life, it's about, of course, knowing ourselves on an inner level, a deeper spiritual level, accepting that we are these unique individual people here, these beings of spiritual purpose. And when we can pose questions to the universe in asking to receive, that mystical part of the journey begins to unfold a little bit for us. We will know what's calling us. It's like saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, because when we're ready to shift from what is within the mundane within our lives, and we begin to pose questions to the universe, we, of course, have great awakenings that take place in the process. So questions, of course, you know, I'm going to say, I never get out of questioning. I think if we stop questioning, we stop learning. If we stop questioning, we stop advancing within our lives. It can reach a point where, from an ego perspective, we can feel like we know everything already. And so we can stop asking some of the really big questions, as well as even some of the other questions for our lives, asking for more for our lives. So when to understand that it is in asking the questions that we continue within momentum on our spiritual journey. In asking the questions, it helps us, of course, in knowing what is right and best, what is the best way to direct our path, what processes that we can implement into our lives so that we're able to live through our lives in a place of more flow, expanding of consciousness, as well as allowing, you know, that art of allowing to receive what it is that we've been asking for. Like many things in our lives, the only obstacle that we ever need to overcome in posing questions is mainly our ego, right? Because again, as I said, that state of ego, that's where the fear, the inadequacy, control comes into play. And a spiritual path is not an easy path. It is not an easy path, because we are constantly confronted, you know, by the ego, constantly confronted in what we believe. This is the opportunity of, you know, where we have free will, where we have that power of choice, and to know that life will show everything to us, you know, as an integral part of our daily life, but also as an integral part of our ever-evolving, ever-expanding, ever-growing spiritual path that we're on. So this is really, again, as I said, this is what this show is about. This is about understanding that, you know, when we ask questions, we allow for learning, we allow for wisdom. I really encourage you, no matter where you are in your life and on your journey, to never lock yourself into knowing. I think the greatest gift that we can give ourselves is this place of being prepared to not know. When we are prepared to not know from that ego perspective, we open up for what can be what can be understood as being an absolute truth, one that is in alignment with who we are, a part of our path, through the path of our heart, the path of love, and in the aspects of the unique expression or the authentic expression of that fullness, of that holiness, of that pureness within our life. And so we move into a way, and as I said, by no means is a spiritual path an easy path. It is within devotion, within commitment, within the conscious, those moments of conscious choice, right, where we are staying in alignment with that truth instead of allowing the parts of that very human part of ego to create the states of separation or those states of lack in something. So I encourage you, sweet friends, to use questions. Question everything. I question my beliefs even. You know, what if I don't know? You know, is that really true? What if there's another possibility? What if there's another way of looking at this? Be prepared to not know and question everything. I love when we can ask questions. We will always receive the answer that is right for us at the time where we are on our path. That's important to recognize at the time where we are in our path. Sometimes we pose questions. We ask our angels, we ask spirit, we ask the universe some really big questions, and it can feel like we're not receiving the answer because the answers that are incoming, we're not in a place of readiness to hear it. We're not in a place of readiness to receive it because there's something within us that needs to be eliminated, some sort of angst within the ego, whether it could be a belief system that is still working in restriction with us, something that is causing us to feel, you know, again, that I just see it as energy, and I just see this angst of energy that is interfering between us having the answer in this moment. But I, you know, continue to pose the questions, continue to ask the questions, and follow whatever answer comes forward to you, whatever your guidance is, even if it doesn't answer the bigger question that you're looking for. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest questions that I deal with in my sessions, in my coaching programs with so many people over the years, the one question that everyone asks is, what is my purpose? That burning question of knowing that we're here for something more, we're here for something beyond what we've been experiencing. I can tell you that life reveals purpose, and that purpose is in every single moment that we experience love and joy and exhilaration and excitement and optimism. That's an indication of purpose right there. There's purpose in us simply being here, in breathing. We don't need, you know, it's the human ego that wants to put a title on what purpose is, and yet purpose is a feeling. Purpose is a feeling. And if you can understand that in seeking what is my purpose, tap into those good feelings, those exhilarating feelings, and know that in that energy, that you are on the path of greatest purpose, and that life will show you, you know, through the conversations you have, through the interactions that play out, even through your challenges. In fact, it's usually through our challenges that purpose is revealed to us. So it really becomes where we become very self-aware. This is about getting very intimate with who you are, intimate in terms of what it is that fills you up, what lights you up, what is compatible within your energy and what's not compatible. And it's about, you know, as I said, overcoming that ego while we're on the spiritual path so that we can stay in alignment with who we are and what is right and best for us, no matter what logic tells us, no matter the opinions of other people, and that we trust the guidance and the source, that God source that we've received it from, more than anyone else. And I'm going to invite you to, you know, to take that forward in your life as you move forward within question of your life, within question of, as I said, some of the bigger things, the bigger issues, the challenges that may come up for you. I think that's probably been one of what is my saving grace, so to speak, is the fact that I'm always open to not knowing. I'm always open to allowing to receive a different perspective or some wisdom from the experiences that I'm having. And I'm always, as I said, prepared to not know, to not lock into too hard into what you know, because what there might be more to the equation. In fact, there always is more. So always be prepared to not know when you are on this spiritual journey. So we're moving into, I really want to, as I said, I'm sharing some of the questions on the show today, some bigger questions, some that come up in conversations with my clients, with my students, and even, you know, I receive many, many questions. I'm also going to be accepting your questions for those of you that are joining me on the live here on Facebook. You know, pose your questions into the forum, ask your questions, and I promise I'll do my best to get to those questions throughout the show today in supporting you on your spiritual path. So I've got a plethora of questions, and they all take on, there's all different dynamics in terms of the questions that I'm bringing forward today for the show and in what I'm talking about. One of the biggest questions that I've been but receiving a lot of over the last few years has been a lot around diagnoses of illness, things that come, whether it be cancer, whether it be other issues that take place, mental illness, physical illness, you know, a lot of people saying, why is this happening to me? What is it, you know, what is it that I've done? What is it that, you know, what am I not getting here? Why does this keep happening? What is it that I'm being asked to take a look at? Well, that impending question, that when we are given some form of diagnosis, it really is a matter of understanding first and foremost that what exists or what manifests within the physical body, whether it be an ache or a pain, tension in your neck, tightness in your shoulders, to having some bigger challenges, you know, the challenge of cancer, the challenge of something that is so debilitating or life-threatening, so to speak, are all a part of a manifestation that is taking place of something on a deeper emotional level. For every illness, every disease, every ache and pain, there is an emotional root cause. There is something within you that you've been suppressing or holding back, perhaps denying, ignoring, or trying to tuck away, that is calling to it some attention. You know, what we resist persists. We hear that lots on the spiritual journey, right? It's a common theme. It's a well-known fact that whatever it is that we resist, there's some persistence. And when we resist the opportunity to heal something from our past, to deny it, to pretend it didn't happen, to suppress it in any kind of way, there's resistance. And so it never really goes away. It sits in our body. God bless our bodies, because our bodies are so willing to take on what we're not able to deal with at any time in our life, at that present time, in the moment of the trauma, in the moment of the experience where we're not able to deal with it, that the emotions that we feel in, whether it be from the accumulation of stressful situations, traumatic events, you know, the grief even for the loss of loved ones, that when we're not in a place where we're processing it healthfully, that emotion gets absorbed into our body, and God bless our body. It makes room. It makes room inside. It sticks it in the organs. It sticks it in the joints. It sticks it into the muscles, anywhere that the body can make space for it. It takes it on. It's like the body saying, I know you can't deal with this right now. I'll hold it for you. And at some point, we need to take a look at what it is that has been neglected in terms of our emotional well-being. That as everything comes that comes up within our physical body is an emotional manifestation. And when we can heal the emotion, the trauma, the triggers of what that is, we can then, you know, heal our body. I mean, Louise Hay, I mean, is one of the greatest leaders within the spiritual community. God bless her soul in terms of what she, the path that she created, the understanding that she brought forward to so many people. It's like you can heal your life. And so this is about having to go into some of those darker corners, needing to address some of those deeper wounded aspects of your life. Those things, those very things that you're trying so hard to forget are the very things that are asking to be healed. And when you can address it in healthy ways, when you can attend to yourself, to nurture it, to be in, to be in presence with what you feel, it's like, as I say, we need to feel it in order to heal it. That really is where we can change the course of any diagnosis we've been given. And now you don't need to just believe me. You can go out there and, you know, there are statistics and there are stories upon stories of people's lives in terms of what they've been able to, heal. I mean, healing tumors and things that, you know, from a medical standpoint should never have happened. But miracles happen for those people who are committed to looking at that darker, heavier stuff in the life, that stuff that we, you know, just want to forget. I can tell you from my experience as well, I reached a point in my life where things were starting to manifest. My body was disintegrating. And that's what happens when we suppress our emotions. They get depressed inside of our body, and they're depressed inside of our body. We feel depressed. And when they are not acknowledged, when they are not recognized and they are not dealt with, they create disintegration in the body. And it's that disintegration where the manifestation of the illness and disease begins to take place. Now, it's also understanding that there are some things in terms of karma. We can look at it, you know, that in some way, this is a part of something from karma from another lifetime that might be impacting you. I'm going to talk more about this karma relation to our illnesses right after the commercial break. It'll be a couple of minutes and I'll be right back with you.
This is Maria Menounos coming to you with some urgent news impacting families across America. Studies reveal that 1 in 5 children in America are struggling with hunger. That's nearly 16 million children who may not know where they're getting their next meal or if it's even coming at all. These kids need help, and they need it now. But the good news is there's more than enough healthy food in this country to ensure that no one ever goes hungry again. And that's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks steps into the picture. They're out there every day collecting surplus food and helping to get it to children and families facing hunger. But they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Kids have the craziest ideas about food. Where do they get this stuff? Like eating Brussels sprouts helps you hit home runs. And eating carrots gives you X-ray vision. It's nuts. And I honestly have no idea where my daughter got this notion that broccoli is the official food of professional ballerinas. Kids, the only reason my 4-year-old loves cantaloupe is because he's convinced it comes from the moon.
Run, small step for man, lots of potassium for mankind.
And the other day when my oldest came up to me and said, "Mom, will eating peas and carrots really help me pull off a fakie frontside ollie with a twist?" I look him in the eye and say, "It can't hurt, honey. It can't hurt."
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to help their kids eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, so we are doing some Q&A here today, sweet friends. If you're tuning in to me on Empower Radio, I want to say hello and so glad to have this connection, of course. And there's many of you who are tuning in with me live today in the Facebook forum. I love that we get to hang out here as well. Just before the commercial break, I was talking about the manifestation of illness and really taking a look at what some of those deeper emotional root causes are that are creating the physical manifestation. The other part of it, as I touched briefly before we broke to commercial break, was about the resolving of karma. This is an important piece for many people in awareness on their spiritual journey. So if we understand, karma is not all bad. I think that for like so many things, it's like the ego. The ego gets a bad rap, and I think karma gets a bad rap too, because karma is we can actually create some really great juju and really contribute to people's lives in very positive ways. What I'm referring here to is if we are experiencing some illness, some discomfort, or some challenges in this lifetime, it can be past life related, where we maybe weren't the greatest of persons back in the day, whenever that was, whether it was 100 years ago or whether it was, 20 lifetimes ago, whatever it is, that there's something within us that is almost like we reciprocate. Everything is energy, right? And so where there's balance and order in the universe, there's balance and order in terms of our lives as these spirits having a human experience. And so all of that, there's like everything coming into balance, that sometimes our physical manifestations are just karma that is coming into our life experience for resolution, something that's beyond our present day awareness or that we may even be conscious of. I think anything that we're going through, no matter what is happening, they really are opportunities for us to love ourselves more, to get out of the critical mindset and really get into deeper appreciation, compassion for the one who is enduring, compassion for what we've been through, and also compassion, but also that state of forgiveness, that F word that nobody, people steer away from, really is about one of the most important facets in terms of looking to heal some of the physical manifestations, to clear the baggage, so to speak, that we're bringing forward from one lifetime into the other. Okay. So awesome. That really falls in direct with one of the people that in the forum here today, Roxanne, who's reaching out for further within her life and guidance here. She says, Bonnie, I've stumbled into a pile of anger. I feel lost in the fog on this. it's incoming, or I'm either coming into it or coming out of it in every area of my life. I'm not even sure what it's actually all about or where to start looking for it. What I bring into present day situations, she said, all I get is advice on the physical part of things, but what I need is the emotional advice. Well, I definitely, of course, you know, you're having this conversation with me because I am the emotional, I have such emotional awareness to some of those things that are taking place. And that's just based on the things that I have, you know, been able to heal and overcome within my own life. One of the biggest things that comes up for you, Roxanne, is trauma. You are still in physical, your cells of your body or the physical body is still being triggered by traumas within earlier childhood. That inner child work, you know, for a lot of people, when they hear work with your inner child or give, you know, put some attention to working in healing or freeing the inner child, that can be one of the areas within the spiritual path that is often glazed over. And I see that very predominant for you in terms of being able to really get in touch with the inner child and to heal the traumas that she's still holding and carrying. One of the things about trauma, and that a big part of the work that I do in helping people to heal their traumas is looking to, you know, why it is that we feel we need the trauma to begin with. And that's one of the areas that really want in terms of guidance or direction for you to really continue to take a look at. Why is it that you feel you still need the trauma? Because there, you know, everything that still is with us is serving us in some way, whether that's positive or negatively, it's still in service to us. And so this trauma that you're holding and that isn't fully healed, and maybe you've already done, I can tell that you've probably already done some work in terms of those deeper traumas, but they're still coming up because the core part of it is that you're still needing it in some way. We need trauma. And I know it sounds warped. We're like, what? But we need those traumas sometimes as a way to protect us from it never happening again. In some way, we think if we heal, and we think, when I say we think unconsciously. It's not something we're doing with our conscious mind. It's what we're thinking unconsciously, that we think that in some way, if we allowed for this trauma to be healed, for it to be completely released, that in some way we would no longer be safe or protected anymore. And we use our traumas, our even compounding traumas, in which to actually protect ourselves in some way from something happening again. It's a defense mechanism of our very human psyche. It is a defense, and again, it's something that plays out unconsciously. So really take a look at the emotional factor is more about why it is that you, on a deeper, greater perspective, why it is that you require this trauma. Is this trauma another, you know, serving you so that you can become a better educator, a better teacher, helping you in some way within your on your spiritual journey or the growth of your soul, those goals that are there? Whatever it can be, know that you can still achieve and do those things without the trauma. And so it's just a belief. It's just some things that at the deeper core that I would encourage you to address. And I just see that once that's addressed more clearly for you, that you, it's like giving yourself permission to live without the trauma. Because right now the trauma has helped to, you know, we can look at trauma making us who we are. You know, we wouldn't be who we are if we hadn't gone through the things we had experienced, right? We wouldn't be in this place. And so in that way, we're still hanging on to the trauma with almost like a warped concept of appreciation for it. But we can release it with through appreciation of the knowing that it's not necessary to carry the trauma or to use the trauma as a way to better our spiritual experiences or a way to prove to us that our life matters or what we've overcome matters, that we, you know, it's so ingrained on a deeper core level inside of you. It doesn't make sense from a logical standpoint, but when you get into the aspects of the deeper reasons that are sitting at that subconscious level, that's really where I see things for you. So the anger that you're feeling isn't so much of the fact that you're angry at everyone in the world or that you're fuming on the inside. This is really more of an energy of frustration because of all of the work that you've already done, and still there's something more to it. There's still the callback. Your physical body is being triggered. The cellular body is being triggered, and that's just coming forward as anger. But it's not that you're angry. It's just an indication of what is going on deeper. So this looks like, you know, again, trauma work is not something that I recommend that you do solo. Find someone you trust, a healer that can support and help you. It's, as I said, it's a major part of the work that I do in my coaching programs with people, in my healing sessions, my retreats that I offer. It is about nurturing nurturing the inner child, but also nurturing those deeper healing aspects of that trauma and healing that trauma so that you can move forward without it with greater ease and greater joy in your life. Great question. I think it really adds to the conversation in terms of what I spoke of with the earlier question. Thank you so much, Roxanne. Oh, you are very welcome. You are so very welcome. All right. So one of the other questions that I've received lately, which again was so intriguing to me, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this question. And this question is from one of my listeners that sent me this. That said, Bonnie, I feel like I'm being stalked by death. Is that a thing? What's going on? So this particular listener had contacted me because she's had many things that have been playing out. She's been in a car accident. She has, in a car accident where, you know, she probably should have, you know, as I say, one of those where I can't believe you survived car accidents. She's had a lot of things play out in her life in terms of bankruptcy, around the financial aspects of things. It feels like everything in her life is falling apart. She has she's had a lot of accidents within things that have, you know, from breaking her leg, as I said, to being in the car accident, to always feeling like she's hurting her physical body in some way. And she says, I feel like I have all of these as death is stalking me. So there's two parts to this that I want to share because it's such an intriguing question. Maybe there's three. I'm just seeing a third one popping into my awareness now. But one of the things to recognize is that life shows up for us. Life shows up for us as a way for us to have a wake-up call so that we have more meaning, or that we're directing or choosing our life in a way that is serving to us, that is fulfilling to us, instead of living a life where it's become really mundane or has fallen into some of the structures, or living life in accordance to what everyone expects you to be living. And that's really a big part of it for this listener, where she says she's being stalked by death. And she's had numerous car accidents. She's had several other fender benders and things like that playing on. These opportunities where she says, it just feels like death is stalking me. Most recently, she's also been diagnosed with cancer. And so she's really saying, like, I have all of these things going on. Well, first off, life is asking you to wake up to higher consciousness, to wake up to the fact that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, to wake up that you have free will and you have the power of choice, and that to wake up to the power of the universe, the laws of attraction, to understand that you are the common denominator in everything that's playing out. You know, first, it's a little bit of a wake-up call, and I refer to them as being catalyst. We all have a catalyst, some kind of event or situation in our life that sets us on course. Something that plays out, that pops us down to say, what are you doing with your life? What have you done, and where are you going? Why are you here, right? That big question, you know, life has a way of showing up so that we start asking. And it's one of the ways that the heavens support us in moving forward and getting more conscious in terms of our life experience, putting us into the co-creative faculties of life with life. The other part to it, when we have several things, it's also an indication, and this is happening in part for a lot of people right now, whether it's been car accidents, it can be losing a job, it can be, bankruptcy, whatever it could be playing out. There's some really big challenges that we have, some very, that those human conditions that cause us to really struggle, that cause us to really, a scramble in our lives that show up and happen. The other part of it, and as I said, this is happening for everyone as a result of the energies and the influences right now within the cosmic energies. We are in this year three, 2019 being a year three, which is about the soul's manifestation. It's a big manifesting year. It's a big healing year. But within the soul's manifestation, it's that presence of higher self. It's the angel inside of you who has said, you have been living your life willy-nilly up until this point, and now, angel, you are here to do some things in this life. There are goals that your soul has that it is here to achieve, to accomplish, to live through, to rise above in this life, and you haven't been on course. And so these catalytic events will happen as a way to direct us so we get more on course and in alignment with the goals of our soul. They suck as they're happening, and I don't want to downplay that at all. I mean, that, that's why we speak about having compassion for the one who's enduring, because it's so difficult sometimes when we're in the pit of it, when we're in the pothole of life. But that's really the other part of it, is that it's like we've been kind of going willy-nilly up until this point, and now the universe is kicks us in a way that gets our attention to put us more in alignment, so that we start living and breathing and being in our life in a whole different way. Because up until now, it really hasn't been working all that great. I think that's a big part of it when it happens. The third part that I wanted to bring in that dropped in is feeling like stalked by death. It can feel like for many mediums that we are surrounded by death, whether that be through near-death experiences that we've had to wake us up to our gifts, talents, and abilities as a medium, as well as in terms of even loved ones or lots of people around us seem to be dying. And so it can be for many mediums who can experience more than anyone else. And I say this because it's true time and time again. I've seen it so much over these last few years in terms of my own journey, as well as within all of the mentoring and all of the teaching that I do in regards to mediumship. The number of people who are mediums that are surrounded by death, that death, it feels like they're being stalked by death through near-death experiences, whereby the saving grace of God, they're still alive, to the fact that there are many people around them that are dying. And so again, my gosh, death is without the hardest thing we ever have to move through in this lifetime. And so it can be what is the biggest challenge or the biggest catalyst in waking us up to who we really are, identifying ourselves. And as you hear me say time and time again, the only person you ever need to admit you're a medium to is yourself. But this is a big part of life, is trying to get your attention to wake you up to who you really are. Okay. There is, oh my gosh, I've, of course, looking at the time here for the show, we've just got about 10 minutes or so left. I want to make sure that if there's anything else that comes up, please feel free to plug it into the forum here. I may have opportunity to catch up with you here before the end of the show. Another question I've received very recently, which is another one that is just like this great teaching moment. I just love these questions. Asking me, I had a lady that contacted me who has been very sick recently, where it just feels like she can't shake it. It's not that there's anything, it's not like it's a real, a big illness that's affecting her. She just says she's been experiencing lots of nausea, lots of headaches, lots of aches and pains, feeling very lethargic. And she really started to put things together. Like, when did this start to happen? And she recognized that she started feeling sick within a few days of bringing an antique home. And so her question was, is it possible for antiques to be haunted and for that, for this haunting to be creating some kind of physical illness with me? And the answer is yes, 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 and yes. There's so much to this question. So to understand, that's one of the reasons why I actually don't go into antique stores. I don't have, I think I might have one antique in my home that was my grandmother's, but I'm not a person who collects antiques. And one of the biggest reasons for it is I'm so super sensitive to the spirit energy that comes with it. And very often, a lot of the antiques will have spirit energy connected to them. This spirit energy, because this spirit has not fully crossed to the other side, their energy is dense. It's a little heavier. It's a little bit darker. And so it can create some chaos. There can be upsets and things that happen within the home, but it can also play upon a person's vulnerability. And so in that, whether the vulnerability be something that is emotional, the vulnerability could be psychological, and the vulnerability could also be physical as well. So if there's anywhere that within someone's life where they maybe haven't been really nurturing, taking care of themselves, having self-love practices in place, not sustaining or holding a higher vibration, and of course, a higher vibration being that, you know, how good or bad you feel. When we feel good, we're in a high vibration, right? We got good vibes going on. And when we're feeling crappy, we've got a low vibration. So the spirit energy attached to these items can play upon the vulnerabilities of a person and can dramatically affect someone's wellness, their wellness, mental, emotional, physical, as well, and spiritual wellness. So in the aspect of, can antiques be haunted? Yes, absolutely. I highly recommend that you do some, either A, get rid of it completely. I've had to do that in the past where it's like, this item just has to go. It can't be here. The other part of it is to look at doing a blessing or a clearing. Get some white sage and do some smudging of it. Do some prayer over top of it. Ask the angels to come in and to take this spirit that may be attached to this item and, you know, take it with them. You know, clear it out of my home, cross it over, whatever it is, so that you can live with more ease within your life. But yes, most certainly, it's one of the things to recognize is that items can often come, and there can be even what can be like a curse energy even with some of these items. And so curse energy can be anything from, you know, just wishing someone would suffer in some way, you know, even sicking karma on someone. You know how you've always heard, you know, karma's going to bite them for that. I can't wait for the day for karma to catch up with them. You know, that's a curse. That's a curse that you're placing on someone, even if it's just like this random little thought that you have. To some of the bigger curse energies where it really gets into some really focused practice or intention in terms of hurting or harming someone as a way to seek revenge or to balance the scales. And I'm not judging anything within it. I just want to say that yes, this in history, we only need to go back in history to take a look at some of the things that played out. And some of this curse energy is in existence well before we were ever born. And so these items can hold it. They're passed down from generation to generation, and they can hold the curse energy. So then anyone coming in contact with it, especially if you are highly sensitive, will have some repercussion, or it will affect you, and it can affect you in some way. So my recommendation to this, as I said, is be sure you're blessing, clearing those items so that they're not creating any distortion or entanglement within your life. Your home is your refuge. Your home is your sanctuary. You get to have a say as to who you welcome into your home, and that includes the spirit energy, even attached to antiques. That's what most mediums don't understand, is that they actually have a say. And so it's about learning how to invoke that, how to ask. And again, as always, asking you shall receive. It's the law of the universe. It's beautiful in what plays out and happens. So the other part I want to put in, I've got only a few minutes left here on the air and with you today on Lighten Up, One of the things I do want to speak about is my upcoming retreat this August. If you are interested in developing your mediumship abilities, if you're interested in, you know, whether you're looking to do this for yourself or you're looking to do this professionally, I really would invite you to come with me to Canmore, Alberta, the 7th to the 11th of 2019. All of the information is available on my website. Now taking registration. Of course, there is a really exciting early bird bonus offer there for you as well. And to come and be a part of it. I know that, you know, sometimes when I say on a personal level, one of the greatest ways to help or in support of rising through grief is to learn and understand spirit communication, because, you know, spirit no longer has a physical body. There's no voice box. Everything is energy. And in my course, I will help you to interpret that energy so that you can feel a greater connection to your loved ones on the other side. That's why we say my programs are always for those that are looking to do this work professionally, as well as to those who just want to do it for their own wellness and health within themselves. So I want to thank you, everybody, for tuning into today's show. I also want to, I love this idea of the Q to the A, this opportunity to answer some of those spiritual questions, those things that, you know, you just can't make sense of within your path and your journey. And so look for more opportunities like this with me. And please email me your questions. Anything comes up, if there's something that you would like to have a little know-how, some insight, some coaching on, some perspective on, by all means, feel free to pop me an email at, of course, you can contact me through my website at bonnieworth.ca. Reach out to me anytime. There's nothing more than that I love is helping and supporting people on their spiritual journey. So again, never stop asking questions. I love questions because questions open up opportunities for learning, and your questions help everyone to learn in the process, where I can take these questions, come on to the show like this, and highlight a few important things for all of us to consider. And I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today in the forum on Facebook. If you're not a part of that, I encourage you to reach out, become a member, and I promise to be doing more of these live opportunities. And of course, the more Q to the A shows, so that you have all of your questions answered. It's like one-stop shopping. Anyway, sweet friends, I want to thank you for tuning in. God bless each and every one of you. Have a bright and beautiful rest of your day. All right. Thank you. Bye for now.